With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New tensions between Iran and the United States. President Trump issuing new threats to Iran after word that he's been made the target of an assassination plot. Global oil demand is dropping, meanwhile, but not here in the U.S.
The International Energy Agency expects global demand for oil to drop about 1 million barrels per day this year. That would be the first decline since the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. It's due to higher oil prices and supply disruptions caused by the Iran war. Those disruptions weighed heavily but unevenly, with Asia, which relies heavily on oil from the Middle East, seeing the most significant drop. The main exception was the U.S., where gasoline use increased in the second quarter this year, despite pump prices that in May spiked 50% above pre-war levels. I'm Ben Thomas.
Chaos for the weekend, at least, in the state of Maine when it comes to the Democrat Party there. That's as Graham Plattner submitted his paperwork to formally withdraw from Maine's U.S. Senate race, making the Democrat challenge of trying to unseat incumbent Republican Susan Collins even harder. She now has an advantage heading into the midterms. A federal appeals court has struck down a Texas law that had granted in-state college tuition rates to illegal aliens. More on that from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled Texas's 2001 DREAM Act unconstitutional, finding it conflicts with federal law. The act allowed certain illegal alien students to pay in-state tuition rates at Texas public colleges and universities. The court said the benefit was not equally available to out-of-state American citizens. The ruling is expected to force schools to reclassify affected students as out-of-state and could trigger similar legal challenges in other states. Ken Lorman reporting.
And this is SRN News. Young Americans these days are more bold than ever about sharing their faith. We get more of that from correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a poll of Protestant churchgoers released by Lifeway Research, members of Generation Z, ages 18 to 28 years old, say they told somebody else about Jesus nearly seven times in the past 6 months. Compare that to five times for millennials, six times for Generation X, and about three times for baby boomers. The survey also finds that about two-thirds of Gen Z form relationships with non-believers specifically to evangelize them. Michael Harrington reporting.
Same-sex marriage has been the law of the land since the 2015 Supreme Court ruling, but that hasn't necessarily translated into it being the last word on the subject. Lawmakers in at least 11 states have introduced legislation for their current or most recent sessions calling for a ban on gay marriage. Most did not pick up momentum. This is SRN News. A big payday for the NBA's reigning big man.
It's painful, you know. It's painful.
Victor Wembanyama on losing in the NBA Finals to the New York Knicks.
But I'm not running away from that. I'm using that to fuel me.
And now the 7'4" NBA Defensive Player of the Year has signed what will be the richest contract in San Antonio Spurs history. A person with knowledge of the negotiations tells it's a five-year extension that could exceed $250 million if the player option in the final season's picked up. The source says Wembanyama could have agreed to a deal that topped $300 million, but chose a lesser amount to give the Spurs flexibility with the contracts of the team's other budding young stars. I'm Ben Thomas.
Crews are draining the Lincoln Memorial's reflecting pool again as President Trump's problem-plagued effort to renovate the site pushes past the initial 4th of July deadline. The president suggested his renovations would last for 100 years, but they may have been sabotaged. More at SRNnews.com.